to the political cesspool known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. It's Saturday evening, November 5th, and I'm coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee tonight, having just been a participant in the 2012 Council of Conservative Citizens Board of Directors meeting. And, of course, just because I'm coming to you from Nashville doesn't mean I'm coming going out only to those within earshot of where I stand in Paul Fromm's hotel room tonight. Going out, of course, of the AMFM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network, including our own flagship there in Memphis, AM 1380 WLRM. I'll be back home next week, everybody. Listen, we've been talking about it all night tonight, the fact that I am up here again in Nashville 2 weeks in a row. Two separate but equal groups, if I may, and I'll tell you, great people here tonight. And any time I'm in the presence of such great people, I always try to take advantage of the situation and nab a couple of them to appear on the program. We've got one tonight that you're certainly not going to want to miss. He's been on several times before. In fact, any time I'm at a council meeting, I have to be sure to get Roan Garcia Quintana on the program. And he wears so many hats, he makes it difficult to give him a proper introduction. So, Roan, if you would indulge me and the audience, and please introduce yourself. I'll give you that honor.
All right, that's good. You know, obviously, I'm foreign born. I born in Cuba. Cuban by birth, American by citizenship, and Southern by the grace of God. But I'm also
when he announced that today,
director
got
of Americans Have Had Enough.
Applause. A roaring applause when he mentioned that. And yes, the leader of director of Americans Have Had Enough, which is an organization in South Carolina, among other things, right, Roan?
Yes, yeah. I mean, we started out of Virginia with Tom Tancredo being the creator of this organization, and our website's at AmericansHaveHadEnough.org. I'm developing that website. I'm trying to keep it up. You know how that is, but I wear many hats, and one of my hats is go after Republicans who don't abide by the platform that we have. And that's, I'm also a political consultant. I have been able to get rid of about eight incumbents out of 11 that we have targeted since 2008.
That's incredible, folks.
Yeah, I think that is. I mean, before that I wasn't doing as well, but the thing is Americans have had enough and Americans are waking up. You know, I was born in Havana, raised in Savannah. I like to tell, you know, since I was a little kid, I was telling people, hey, this is what can happen. You're taking this country for granted. You know, America has it's a great nation. You know, we're the United States of America. The United States is what makes America. It's a nation. It's not a country. And I've been trying to tell people, you take this country for granted, this nation for granted, and you will pay the consequences. I just never thought, and I hate to see it, that America has become hostage to this person in the White House who doesn't belong there. And it's not because of color of skin, has nothing to do with that, it's because there's questions about where he was born. And not only that, he's a socialist. He's ally himself with neo-communists, if not real communists, like that guy Jones that left. So anyway,
right, we were talking about him in the second hour, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
But no, yeah, you know, I, and again, just
you know, we're focus here at the Council of Conservative Citizens. I'm proud to be a member of the board of directors. The NAACP got to me because they tagged me number two racist in the Tea Party movement because they're always trying to make the Tea Party movement a racist movement, and it's not. It's just about constitution and limited government and people who have had their head buried in the sand to not say other words. And they are Americans who I've been preaching to, and I welcome them to come in. But they get a little frustrated every now and then, and then I tell them, I say, well, where have you been the last 30 years? And then they say, touche. Yeah, yeah. And we still have too many Americans that don't get it. You know, it's sad. I have done a lot for South Carolina in passing and leading the fight to pass two bills against illegal aliens in South Carolina, and it's just sad that it takes a disaster, somebody being killed in your family or a friend or whatever, for people to get it, to realize that, hey, there's a problem here, there's an invasion here. It's not about immigration like the people in the mainstream media and try to make it, or the open border crowd, we're anti-immigrants. No. It's about an illegal alien invasion that we're experiencing, and regardless of party, whether it's a Republican like George W. Bush, I don't know who was pulling his string, but I suspect it was his daddy, wanting to have these illegals become Americans. No, we can't have that. They have no allegiance to us, and that's what I do. I have led the fight in South Carolina to pass two bills against illegal aliens. Of course, we got sued by the ACLU and Mr. Holder, who needs to be impeached or removed from the Senate. Too bad we don't have control of the Senate.
That's right.
Otherwise, he answers to the Senate. You're appointed and ratified by the Senate and confirm is the word. And he needs to go. Not only is he responsible for this, but he kept going the Fast and Furious thing where we were giving guns to the cartels in Mexico, and then one of those guns happened to be the one that shot one of the Border Patrol people.
Well, that's absolutely right. And folks, just now, I know he's been on the show before, but obviously with a show that grows in listenership each and every week, we want to give you a little refresher's course on the guest at hand, Rowan Garcia Quintana. And as he mentioned, among other things, he has helped lead the fight in South Carolina to pass these great laws protecting South Carolinians first. He has also been labeled the number two racist in the whole Tea Party movement, a native, a man born in Havana, Cuba, of all people, of all places, ascending to the number two spot, according to the NAACP. He is a member of the Council of Conservative Citizens, as I am. He is a political consultant, and folks, I don't know if you're aware of how significant and how profound this is, but to take on the kind of races that our guest has and to turn out 8 out of 11 incumbents is absolutely phenomenal. He's also worked closely with Congressman Tom Tancredo. Among other things, we've really got a war horse on the program tonight, and I look forward to carrying him over into the next segment, and we'll talk a little bit more about what he talked about today. We'll allow him to share a little bit of his message to the group here in Nashville, assembled here, to you, on the airway, coming back at you with the Political Cesspool Radio program. I'm James Edwards, and my guest, Rowan Garcia Quintana. Stay tuned.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Back to the show, folks. It took us 15 minutes to get Rowan Garcia Quintana introduced. That's just what kind of a guy he is. And now we're going to talk to him. Rowan, I thought you gave a great talk today, and I asked you right after it was over when we went into one of the breaks if you would, kind of break it down and share it with the audience tonight. So, basically, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about political correctness, among other things. It says Americans are too afraid of it. We can see what's going on with Herman Cain, where he may have just said a joke. And the funny thing is they call their bluff. They said to the Restaurant Association, said, okay, if you want to talk about it, woman, about your sexual harassment and complain about Herman Cain, we're going to release you to be free to talk about it. And guess what? She didn't. Her husband said, oh, no, we don't want to go through that again. Which tells us, you know, that this is a lot of bull. I mean, if you and I, James, are having a man-to-man talk, just shooting the crap and saying, and a woman happens to go by, and we're in a workplace, and she overhears us, she can actually sue us. And the corporations are so scared of all this, and Americans are so scared to be called racist. You know, folks, you know, wake up. All that is a liberal left agenda to destroy the very fabric of our greatest country. You know, I am a foreign national. I am an American citizen, a naturalized citizen, you know, and I love this nation. I lost the country, Cuba, where I came from. But I did, you know, I was 8 years old when Castro took over, 10 years old when we finally reached American land. And we need to, you know, and since then I was telling big older people that I, you know, you better appreciate what you have because you're going to lose it one day. Never in my life did I think I would experience that. And by the guy we got in the White House today, you know, the guy is just, I don't know what to call him. I don't want to call him names. I don't want to, you know, because we're on the air. But those of you who are listening to me know that he is not an American. You know, we are so politically correct that we cannot attack a Muslim. Well, Muslims, a pure Muslim, cannot be an American because they have their own set of laws. And we, as Americans, in the United States, notice how our forefathers named our nation, United States. We are not a country. We are a nation that is made up of the United States. But our forefathers were very careful. They never dreamed of what we're experiencing today. We cannot accept Sharia law. Sharia law is contrary to our laws. And we are a nation, a republic. You know, people try to call us a democratic republic. Okay, that's fine. But don't call us a democracy because all democracy does, it leads to oligarchy, and oligarchy leads to, eventually to tyranny. So, you know, I just urge all Americans to not be afraid of being called racist. You know, I have been tagged, like you said earlier in your show, I have been tagged a racist. It doesn't bother me. I was proud to carry that label, especially since it came from the NAACP. Who do they stand for? Who knows? They don't stand for black people. They don't stand for color people as their name in tones. As a matter of fact, from the history of them, the C used to stand for communist people. But let's don't get, you know, too far out where people will turn off and say, oh, well, he's crazy because he's already saying communist and all this. But what we need to realize is that in America, we got a great country, and it is our name. America is our name. We're the United States of America. Mexico used to be called the United States of Mexico. But we are part of the North America, but our name happens to be, you know, just the United States of America, and we shorten it to America. And I am an American. I'm an American citizen, yes. I was born in Cuba. I'm Cuban by birth, American by citizenship, but by God, and thank God I was raised in the South because I am Southern by the grace of God. And I have no apologies about the South. Yes, we worse than all, we may have not been perfect, but let me tell you something. People, even blacks, are coming back to the South because they realize the North is just worse than racist than the South is. And we have the best place to live. And that's, we just don't want people to come here and try to change our ways. And I love the South, and I like everything it stands for, and that's where we need to be. But we're at a very, very hard times. We could lose our nation the way it has been built and the way our forefathers thought of it because of political correctness. I blame political correctness because, you know, we have to be careful because so many Americans are so afraid of being called racist. Hey, I've been called racist. Guess what? I don't care. because what the truth, like God, like the Bible says, the truth will set you free. And therefore, you know, if you're telling the truth, you don't have to remember anything, and in the end, you know, you will feel like you've done your job. But more Americans need to wake up and realize what is going on in our nation. This man in the White House doesn't deserve to be there. He has a questionable citizenship. He's obviously aligned with neo-communist people, if not straight-out communist people, and we need to get him out. And
yeah, and you know, you can't hardly even say we need to get him out because, as you mentioned a moment ago, the climate of political correctness or cultural Marxism, they're one and the same, has become so thick that any criticism, well, Barack Obama is a double-edged one because he's part Muslim, he's part black, he's a little bit of everything. You criticize him, well, you're anti-Muslim, you're Islamophobe. But, you know, you can't objectively criticize minorities because if you criticize a black man, you're a racist. If you criticize a Muslim, you're an Islamophobe. If you criticize, you know, a homosexual, you're a homophobe. If you criticize, you know, but white men especially, but whites in general, you know, it's open season on them. They can always be criticized. And, in fact, it's just a right of passage.
It's actually Europeans. Europeans. You know, they
right,
don't
correct.
Want Europeans. There was a professor in the University of Southern Cal who is what I call mestizo. You know, that means he's more Indian, Aztec, or whatever, who says we want all this country back, all this country that we didn't take anything away from them. We kicked their ass. Excuse me. I hope I can say that in your show. We kicked their butt in 1848, and we should have kept it. Because we would have done a lot better than what they got today. But the bottom line is the Hidalgo Treaty, we paid for that. We paid for California. We paid for Texas. We paid for Arizona. We paid for New Mexico. We paid for all the way up to Oregon and Washington.
You don't hear about that anymore. You do not hear about that anymore.
No, you don't. What you hear is them telling us, I'm a Spaniard, my mother was born in Barcelona, my father was born in Asturias, and what we hear is we need to get rid of all these Europeans coming in here. Well, when we discovered this continent, all you had was a bunch of indigenous people, you know, hooting and hollering. There was no nation here. We didn't invade anybody. We just came and settled. We are a country of settlers. Now, a country of immigrants is Canada, where the birth rate is lower than the people that they're immigrating. That's what, you know, I hate to hear when people try to mix it up and say, we're a country of immigrants. No, we've had our immigrants, but originally what we had was people from England coming in here and settle. We had people from Spain coming in here and settle. We had people from France coming in here and settle. And then we started buying them off or beating their butt and taking over. Like, but we, I think,
as it's always been done throughout the course, you know, the right of conquest. That's something that's been written throughout history. Stay tuned, Rowan. We got to take a break.
To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. We gotta
get out of this place. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. Been joined the bulk of this hour by my good friend and yours, Rowan Garcia Quintana. And, Rowan, we ran up on that last commercial break rather quickly. It snuck up on me. I wanted to give you enough time to say good evening to everyone, or goodbye, before you leave. I know there's a party to be had out there with our fellow CFCC members out here. The party never stops here in Nashville, and a nice little honky-tonk across the way. And I know you're as anxious as I am to join them, although I've got to punch the clock for another half an hour still. But, Rowan,
well, I'm
is there
glad to be with you.
Well, I'm glad to have you, as always. I wanted to see, though, is there a website you would like to direct the audience to before you leave tonight?
Well, AmericansHaveHadEnough.org.
AmericansHaveHadEnough.org. And if you're one of those Americans who have had enough, you'll certainly want to support
Yes, I am an American. And Tom Tancredo, former Congressman Tom Tancredo, is the one who initiated this. He's my mentor when it comes to illegal aliens. And you know, that is something that Americans need to wake up to. You know, folks, you know, this is not about immigration like the open border crowd likes to mix it up with and try to confuse people with. This is about an illegal alien invasion that we are experiencing. It comes in all different shapes, sizes, and colors. It's not just Mexicans that we're getting. We're getting up the north. We're getting Russian mafia, the old former KGB. You know, we have all kind of, you know, people coming in our nation from all borders. And until we go after the employers of people, nothing's going to happen. You know, we can say, oh, yeah, we need to close the border. Well, guess what? Until you close these people who are hiring these people, these illegal aliens, no matter what you do, they're still going to find. As a matter of fact, they're importing drugs in submarines like, the drone submarines, and they're full of drugs. And, you know, these little Mexicans, they're about 4 feet tall. They're all got black hair, little brown skin, super brown skin, and they can fit about 10 of them in a little submarine. They can fit 10 of them in a little car. So I'm just trying to describe the truth. This is all about the truth, folks. And you need to know political correctness. Don't be afraid of it. If you call a racist, let it go. Just let it slide and you say, yeah, I believe in the human race. I also believe in the right to be proud of being European, to be proud, just like blacks are proud. Well, whites should be proud. You know, blacks have their black entertainment network. Just imagine if we had a white entertainment network, what they would do. These people that go after the SPLC, the Jewish legal, whatever they're called, the Defamation League, they're all about making money. These Jewish people that do the Defamation League, even they're self-hating Jews. They even hate the Israelis because, I don't have a problem with the Israelis. They stand up to what is right. It's the American government that keeps them from fighting the war that they should be fighting, and they're capable, as they showed in the 1960s, of kicking everybody's butt, you know, being one little nation, but yet they can stand because why? What is the difference between them and us? They are God-centered. We have lost our worship and our reverence for our Lord God and His Son, Jesus Christ, who saved us. You know, that is our problem. That is one of our main problems, that we're not God-centered anymore. Our nation was built upon Judeo-Christian principles, and we have abandoned them. We got people like George Soros, who's a self-hating Jew. You know, what I mean by that, he's a liberal Jew, and like we got in Hollywood, And Hoover was trying to go after them, and you know, he got all chastised. But face the reality: George Soros funds a lot of anti-American organizations. The Ford Company, the Ford Foundation, funded La Raza, the race, which is an anti-American group who wants to take back the land that we bought from Mexico back in 1848, after we kicked their butt in a legal war, you know. And you know, Americans need to wake up, folks. You know, just don't let these people get you. We need to focus. You know, too many people are focusing on our presidency. No, the problem is they're right in your backyard. The reason Washington has so much power is because our state legislature has abrogated their right, their 10th Amendment right, their right to states' rights, and let Washington run our show and take their money. It's not their money. It's our money that we're sending to Washington. And those are the things I want to tell people. And as far as Muslims are concerned, you know, they don't belong in this nation because we are a republic which means we have our own rule of law, and there is no room for any other law like Sharia law. You know, if we're going to allow Sharia law, that means that they can have four wives, then we need to let our Mormons in Utah have as many wives as they want to.
Well, certainly not all Mormons participate in polygamy. You know, sister wives.
No, I know that. I know that. But I'm just saying, you know, the Muslims do. They have they can have up to four wives. And what they have done in England, for instance, is yes, they come in with four wives, then they dump one and they become a concubine, and
they get
another wife, and their you know, multiplication rate. It's like four, where we cannot even sustain. England is definitely below the replacement rate of Caucasian people. I'm not saying that the Arabs aren't Caucasian. They're just a dark shade of Caucasian. This has nothing to do with race. It has more to do with religion and ethnicity.
Well, Rowan, listen, I want to thank you again for coming on tonight. I look forward to seeing you downstairs in just a few. And in the meantime, folks.
Okay.
Remember to check out AmericansHaveHadEnough.org. Is that right?
.org.
AmericansHaveHadEnough.org. Rowan Garcia Quintana, everybody. Round of applause, certainly needed. And thanks again, Rowan. And we're going to continue on here for what time we have remaining. You know, he's a good guy. And I'll tell you another part where I differ from so many in this right of center, this pro-white movement, if you will, is that, you know, Rowan is right on a lot of things. I happen to disagree with him there about some of the things he said about Israel. I certainly disagreed with the fact that they are a God-centered nation, as he claimed. But nevertheless, you know, this is what separates me from a lot of folks out there. You'll have these hardliners out there. Well, you've got to match my belief right down the line on 100% of the thing, or else, you know, we got to part ways. And I don't see it that way. And I've never seen it that way. And you shouldn't either. But, folks, I'm dying here. I'm dying to find out what's going on. I've been on the road too much. I'm dying to find out what's going on with Herman Cain. And, you know, we've talked about Herman Cain a lot on this program. Certainly a man that, you know, it just frankly isn't qualified to be president of the United States. But is he guilty of sexual harassment? As it might have been Rowan a moment ago, and I believe it was, who said that, you know, you're in a position, political correctness, everything's a sin, everything's racism, harassment, or, you know, some sort of a phobia, homophobia, Islamophobia. You're guilty of everything, and no matter what. And I can tell you that I've got to get to the facts of this, but if you're in a position of power, you're in a position of influence, you're in a position where you're affluent, you can almost expect sexual harassment charges at some point. I mean, you know, America's gotten so frivolous with, you know, it's become so easy to file frivolous lawsuits that, you know, what are you going to do? You almost have to hide in a closet, never go outside if you are someone who has name recognition to avoid these. And so I don't know. I mean, I certainly don't think the media is trying to hurt Herman Cain. In fact, he's a completely a media manufactured candidate, as we talked about at length last week. But without knowing the facts, the only thing the headlines, and so I'm totally ignorant here, I'm totally flying blind with regards to the facts surrounding his sexual harassment, these sexual harassment allegations. But I would say, and not to defend Cain anyway, but I'm skeptical about anything like this that comes up. People who have followed this more than myself, that's why I was going to get Keith to comment on it. I just haven't been home enough. But I keep seeing Cain. It's all they're talking about on Fox News, apparently, here in the hotel. Cain and the sexual harassment. I got to find out what's going on. I'm going to give you an astute commentary on it next week. In the meantime, Herman Cain and Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich now.
Welcome back To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, wrapping up the show tonight. Another 3 hours in the book, nearly. Save this one final segment. And I got to tell you, there was a special guest today that was brought to my attention here at the Council of Conservative Citizens board meeting in Nashville. And since she came to my attention, I want to bring her to yours. Her name is Sam Tittle, and a Republican primary candidate for president she is. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, James. How are you doing this evening?
Doing well, and she certainly gave my friends a very rousing speech today, and as I said, since I'm just coming to know her, I want to share with you Sam Tittle, candidate for president, Republican primary 2012. Haven't seen her in any other debates, but we're going to change that right here. So, Sam, tell us a little bit about your fledgling candidacy, if you will.
All right. First of all, born and bred in Texas, I'm going to be able to take care of that border security issue right off the bat. The candidacy was announced officially at the Jackson State Capitol in Jackson, Mississippi, on October 25th. I'm up on some television stations there, and you'll hear some positives and you'll hear some negatives. Neither here nor there, I've got to go out and show this citizenry that the logical candidate that should take that Republican primary is Sam Tittle. Only because of the issues that I stand on are solutions to the problems that we as Americans face today.
I know your campaign manager, who is also with you today, has very much been engaged in Republican politics for a long, long time. So this is certainly something that's beginning to blossom. As you said, you just announced your candidacy a few days ago. Talk a little bit about your bullet points. I'm holding your brochure in my hand, and these are certainly bullet points that I think would be of interest to the audience tonight.
Good. Let me step back just a moment. Yes, 42 years of experience in the political arena is my campaign manager, who was with a couple of major presidential campaigns for Pat Buchanan. He is, like myself, a strict constitutionalist and supports my strict constructionist judges that I would put into the Supreme Court as we would find it necessary to get back to the American principles. You asked to give some of these bullet points. I'd like to tell the folks that the first thing that comes to mind is my platform is one of us for all of us. I am so adamant that we've got to take care of Main Street before Wall Street. This is why we find ourselves in trouble, because we've got a government that collects these taxes and then sends them out in foreign policy or foreign aid, helps bail out bankers, while Main Street suffers with foreclosures, unemployment, high taxes on their foods and gasoline. And that's exactly why I decided, after contemplation, coming in. It may seem a little late to some, and that's only because the news media tries, James, to find someone that they want to put up there at the helm. But that's not the way this works. It's going to be the voter that's going to decide, and as we come along, I would hope that I would gather up quite a few supporters, campaign funds, because all of our friends know that that's what it takes for me to get across the nation on their behalf. And let me just throw in, they can find me at www.madampresident2012.com. The funds, they can put them through with their debit cards, their credit cards. They can tell their friends. They can send checks. There'll be all that information on that website. They'll find the issues that are most important to me, and the most important one is America First. The America First in foreign policy, securing the borders. I lived that, James. I lived in El Paso, Texas, right on that Mexican-American border, and I really have a solution for that. Do you have a specific question that you have in that arena?
Well, not necessarily. I wanted to kind of gloss over each of your bullet points in the limited amount of time we have available. Obviously, one that sticks out for me, equal rights for all, special privileges for none, which is a mantra of this radio program, stop affirmative action and quotas. Folks, I will tell you, obviously people, Sam, are going to have concerns about the ability to wage an effective campaign for the presidency, and I want to talk to you about that specifically. But I will say, as far as the issues go, this lady seems to be right on target. But again,
let's talk about that. Excuse me for interrupting you, but James, since we have a limited amount of time, let's talk about that. Equal rights for all and special privileges for none. By that, I mean stop affirmative action and quotas. We've got Herman Cain in a sexual harassment case at this time, and that's not what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned that this man came through the ranks of the corporations that he was working through under affirmative action. That is not an equal right for all, because not everyone gets that, and we totally disagree with that. If by the color of your skin you're going to get affirmative action for some and not for the others, I totally disagree, and that's where I come in with equal rights for all and special privileges for none. I totally disagree with the Martin Luther King holiday. The American citizen and the American taxpayer has got to understand that is a holiday that a liberal democratic society pushed against inside the Ronald Reagan administration, for sure. But with all the fuss that they came through, we had to put in a Martin Luther King holiday. I could not find anything that I saw that he did that was of great magnitude. Wasn't a president, didn't create any policy. He fought for civil rights, and that's okay. He had the right to do that. He had quite a few white people that were with him. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now as you're listening, there is no difference for me in this black and white issue. And I am discouraged with Herman Cain, who sits at the top of the polls right now, using the race card, all right? He said that there was someone coming at him because of his race. So like a Jesse Jackson, an Al Sharpton, a Barack Obama, we have these men coming up here using race. I won't use race, although I'm a woman of color. I can tell you that's not going to happen in this. Now, in some of the other issues that are important, border security is monumental in my book. We've got to close up those borders. We've got to secure them now, not permitting anyone to come in, James, at all, until we get everything inside taken care of. Those that have to go home under deportation, they will be rounded up and they will be sent home. We cannot afford it. We cannot afford, like Rick Perry is doing right now, paying for the illegal aliens' tuition under a taxpayer's dollar, when there are so many people out of work. We can't afford it. So that's one of the areas that I'm most concerned about. Education, it's got to go back to the state. That's a state right issue. It's not something that we've got to handle at the federal level. We've got a Department of Education that does nothing up there except takes the taxpayers' money. But let me remind them one more time. www.madampresident2012.com. I need your funding, because this election is for you folks, those that are within the hearing of this great show. James comes to you a lot of evenings, and he tells you with his patriotic views that we've got to get this country back. We've got to go back to the future, and that's the way I see it. The border security, we've got to enact term limits. We've got to put an end to all the congressional perks. We've got to cut those congressmen and women's salaries. That is where that budget is going to be cut the moment I get up there. You ask where the money's coming from? Do we have to go and raise taxes? The answer to that is we're not discussing taxes, James. We're not discussing taxes until we cut the fat off of that fat hog called government. We've got to lean it down And until and unless we cut that fat out of that government spending, there's no room to talk about taxes, because it would be giving more fat food to the fat pig who gives it out in foreign aid for their foreign policy. We're not a 911 for this country, folks. We can't afford to do that. The other
We've only got a minute left, and I don't want to cut you off in mid-stride, so I just want to remind folks to check out your website if they're interested in MadamPresident2012.com. She spoke to the group today, so I was happy to offer her an opportunity to speak tonight. Again, though, winning the presidency, a pretty big endeavor indeed. Will you be on the ballot, or are folks going to have to write you in?
Yes, I definitely will be on the ballot, and they can write me in, of course, but we've got to have some foot soldiers as I'm coming in at this time. We still have time, folks. I need some petitions signed in Mississippi, and we need some petitions signed in Tennessee. We need some signed in Texas. I need about 10,000 signatures there. We need $10,000 in, here we go, in Alabama.
Folks, check out the website. We're out of time. Thanks so much for coming on the program tonight, and I'll see everybody next week. I'll be back home. I'll be rested.
God bless you, James. You take care of yourself.